Hey, good morning. It's Jean. I am here at the crack of dawn before my children are up, and I have been working all week on client information, client work, anything that has to do with clients for freelance graphic designers. And when I first started in freelance graphic design, I didn't know what to do. There wasn't a handbook. And then the internet is so huge, it can be overwhelming. So my mission now is to help freelance graphic designers figure out what works best for them. And I have three things that really help me with how to grasp my business in a way that I didn't before. And number one, it is how to use social media to do the handshaking, the laughing, the smiling, and the storytelling for me. It is incredible how if you just plan a few things and maybe, I don't know how long it takes to set up, but I highly suggest SmarterQ. You go in there and you choose a collection of posts from other people that have complimentary services. You know, they don't provide necessarily what you provide, but they're complimentary. So, you know, calligraphers, they may need graphic designers and content writers, they may need graphic designers. And so, if you, whoever your target audience is, then you use the complimentary people to help them, and instead of using your competitors. I mean, you can put a handful of those that would help, but stick to the complimentary services. Then, after you do that, you start creating graphics for quotes and for tips. Now, I just found out that tips overlaid onto images really is something that people want. My engagement is up. I'm happy with the fact that I feel like I've kind of tapped in to some magic in a way, because little bite-sized tips is something that people need, and especially on Twitter. I mean, they've increased the count, I think, to 280 for the words. But when it comes to Twitter, I l really like images, and so I mean, I don't stick just with Twitter, it's not my favorite, but I do like to set it and forget get it for Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. And so I don't care for LinkedIn, but because I know that if I set all those schedules for different posts, quotes, and tips, then, and my own posts too, include your own posts if you're blogging, and steady streams of those help connect your customers because they need those seven touch points. They need to be able to connect with you at least seven times before they're ready to trust you and buy from you. So, to consistently feed information out into the social media arena, that is doing a lot of selling and grunt work for you so that when a potential client wants to hop on a consult call, you've already done the selling. They know they want to hire you. It's easy, and you can just move on to what the next steps are in the process. So, I highly recommend you jump on social media and get a consistent flow of information out there. It is not as hard as you think, and it will do all the handshaking, the smiling, the laughing, and the storytelling for you so that you look like the professional that you are. And I really hope that helps you today. I'm getting really cotton-mouthy and my voice is giving out, but give that a try. Hop on SmarterQ and start scheduling. Use Canva or Photoshop and you're set.